everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Lesson 43. The key sentence is,
どうしてでしょうか?
Why do you think it is?
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna is on a tour with her university. Today, she has come to study Himeji Castle in Hyogo Prefecture. Himeji Castle is registered as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The students are listening to Professor Suzuki's explanation.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 43. The key sentence is,
どうしてでしょうか?
Why do you think it is?
姫路城は奇跡の城と言われています。どうしてでしょうか?
戦争でも焼けなかったからです。
さすが、ロドリゴ。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Professor Suzuki said,
姫路城は奇跡の城と言われています。
姫路 castle is said to be a miracle castle, or otherwise,It is being said that Himeji Castle is a miracle castle.
Himeji 城
is Himeji Castle. The name of the place, Himeji, is followed by 城 which means a castle.
は
is the particle indicating a topic.
奇跡
is a miracle.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
城
is a castle.
They just called it Himeji 城 though.
When you say the word for castle without a proper name attached to it, you say 城. The following
と
is a particle indicating a quotation.
言われています
is being said to be. The passive form of
言います
to say is
言われます
to be said. And the て form of
言われます
is
言われて
If we say the te form of a verb and imasu together, we would mean some action or condition is continuing, right?
That's right. Then, Professor Suzuki asks students,
どうしてでしょうか?
Why do you think it is? Why is that? This is today's key sentence.
どうして?
Is why. It's a word to ask a reason or a cause. To say it formally, どうして becomes
なぜ?
Why?
でしょう
is to guess, to think, or probably. It expresses a feeling of guessing or inferring.
か
is a particle at the end of a question.
Okay, let's practice saying today's key sentence.
どうしてでしょうか?
Rodrigo answers Professor Suzuki's question.
戦争でも焼けなかったからです。
Because it has never burnt down even in wars.
戦争
is war or wars.
でも
is a particle meaning even. It stresses the part of the sentence expressing even in wars.
焼けなかった
is did not burn down. It is a casual form of
焼けませんでした
Its masu form is
焼けます
to burn.
Michelle,What's the word for peace?
Peace in Japanese is
平和
Next,
から
is because. It is a particle indicating a reason.
です
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence. Himeji Castle is built of wood, but it has never suffered from fire, and so has stood strong for 400 years. In World War II, a firebomb was dropped on top of the castle,But it was a dud, and so luckily the castle was spared.
Wow, you know, I visited the castle in spring and the cherry blossoms were too incredible to put into words.
If any of you listeners have a chance, I hope you get to go and see it someday. Okay, continuing. Anna says to Rodrigo,
さすが、ロドリゴ。
Great, Rodrigo.
さすが
is great.
ロドリゴ
is Rodrigo.Rodrigo is a close friend of Anna's, so she calls his name without using an honorific title.
If somebody praises you, saying, さすが, you've really got a reputation for doing something good.
Right. Generally, being skillful at something or knowing a lot about a certain subject. Now, let's listen to the skit for lesson 43 again. Today's key sentence is,
どうしてでしょうか?
Why do you think it is?
姫路城は奇跡の城と言われています。どうしてでしょうか?
戦争でも焼けなかったからです。
さすが、ロドリゴ。
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, where Program Supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned desho as a way to express an estimate or a guess. What kinds of situations can we use it in?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, you use
desho
at the end of a sentence.When you talk about a prediction for the future or something uncertain. When you use it in combination with nouns or adjectives, you replace this at the end of a sentence by でしょう. Let's try and say, it will probably rain tomorrow. Tomorrow is
明日.
Rain is
雨.
It will rain tomorrow is
明日は雨です。
If you replace this with でしょう, you get
明日は雨でしょう。
It will probably rain tomorrow. When you use it in combination with verbs, you change the verbs to the plain forms such as the dictionary form or the noun form and attach でしょう to them. Let's try this with he will probably go. First, let's consider he goes or will go. He is
彼
To go is
行きます。
So we say
彼は行きます。
Now the dictionary form of 行きます is
行く。
So he will probably go is
彼は行くでしょう。
In lesson 25, we learned
ようだ。
A casual form of
ようです。
It seems similar to でしょう。 But what is the difference? Let's compare the following examples.
彼は行くようです。
Is it seems to me that he will go.
彼は行くでしょう。
Is he will probably go. You use ようです or ようだ when you think he will go, judging from the circumstances. You use でしょう when you're simply guessing what will probably happen in the future.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.
I think that's the sound of a doorbell or a chime.
In Japanese, we have a word for this.
Ping-pong.
When a contestant on a quiz show gives the correct answer, a quizmaster says, ping-pong.
Michelle, is there a sound word for a wrong answer?
Boop.
It's
boop.
It comes from the sound of a buzzer. In today's sound words, we introduced
ping pong
and
boop.
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
Himeji Castle is also known as the White Heron Castle. A white heron is a kind of bird. There are many theories for this, but a popular one is that the White Castle looks like a white heron. Did you enjoy Lesson 43? Today's key sentence was
どうしてでしょうか?
Why do you think it is?
Next time, Anna and her fellow students will experience a Japanese tea ceremony.
Join us again.
さようなら!